Okay, let's get into the next daf. Yerushalmi Brachas, daf Chaf Tes. Again, this Masechtas Shi'urim are sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman from Baltimore. Leila Nishbas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib, Bezriel Rubin, and Basha Bas, Rabbi Binyamin, Rubin, Aleihem, Hashalom. So now let's get back into our discussion of issues of Avelus, as we have, and as we've seen throughout the Brachas Bavli. Brachas Yerushalmi also touches on so many different topics that we get to talk about. We spoke about Malachar Shrein Sri Chalagufa, and Darvashayna Meskavein, and Bia Rishona. And today we get into other issues of Rechitza and Avelus and the like. So we are on the third line here of Chaf Tesman Aleph here in Maseches Brachas. Hada de Tamar, that which we said, what is Asur for an Avel? Berechitza shel tainug, a rechitza of enjoyment. That's what's usher. But right, what did Rabbi Gamliel do in the Mishnah when he washed? He was an istinus. That wasn't rechitza shel tainug. That was a rechitza of prevention of pain, of discomfort. So rechitza sheinu shel tainug mutter. Right, a rechitza that is not of tainug, that is allowed. That is not a nihug of avelus. Nihugim of avelus are to reflect a certain type of behavior, but it's not to inflict positive pain. Ki hada de Shmuel bar Abba alu b'chatat, and like the story of Shmuel bar Abba, who had some boils on his head. Asun shaylon Reb Yosef mal diyaschi. Yes, Reb Yosef, am I allowed to wash them off? Amalon de lo yaschi ma'isu. If you don't wash them off, you're going to die, and that can't be. In boi afilu b'tishabav, and if you wanted, even on tishabav you could wash it. In boi afilu b'yom kippurim, even on Yom Kippur you could wash it, because again, this is not a rechitza shel tainug. This is what we mentioned the Rashba in Brachas Daf Tezayin. We read it in the last year, who spoke about it's not me, even though it sounds like sakana mamish, but it doesn't really mean that. And that's what the Sefer Charedim here quotes, that sometimes people say they're going to die. Even nowadays we say that it's just a colloquial, what people say, even though it doesn't mean literally die, but that's even what people said then, the Charedim. Pirish mayis miloshen tsar kamo. What did Rachel Imenu say? Vim ayin mesa anochi. Was she going to die, or she was just going to be in terrible pain? V'chein adam medaber b'lashon laz al hatzar lashon misa. Right? They use that lashon, and that's what the Charedim says here. Just two notes. The Gemara in Ksubis says that in a certain sense, pain is even in a certain type of pain. Certain type of pain can even be even worse than death. Remember, that's the Gemara about Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria. And the Gemara talks about there, what's more chamor, talking about if you're warned for a davar chamor, you're warned for a davar akal. And the Gemara says, Mimai demisa chamura, dilma malkus chamor. Maybe suffering and yisurin is even worse. Dama rav, elmali nadua Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria. Had Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria not be thrown to the fiery furnace, but if they would have been tortured, palchu l'tzalma, maybe they would have bowed down. Again, that's the Gemara. In a certain sense, pain sometimes can be even worse than Misa. Remember, the Poskim also discussed the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Mem and the Ran there. That is a crucial Ran that's discussed Halacha L'maisa. The Ran, the Gemara there says, Ein mevakish alav rachmim lo sheyichiv yoshiyama. Somebody does not go be mevaker chole. That's the context of the Gemara there. So the Ran there says, giving pshat of the line in the Gemara, Nira be'enai dehachi ka'amar pa'amim shetzarech levakesh rachimim alachole sheyamus rachmana litzlan. Somebody could be in such terrible, terrible pain that there could be a time where somebody davins that they die. Instead, kagon shemitzara chole b'chol yoharbe, he's in such pain, v'iyef shalo sheyichya, and he's not going to live. And just to ask Hashem to take him out of his pain, like the Gemara Ksubis and Daf Kuf Dalet, where the maidservant of Rebbe, remember, that Rebbe was in terrible pain, and all the yeshiva was davening that he get better, and all the malachim were davening that he comes upstairs. Kivan dechazi amsa de Rebbe, de all kamazimna lebesa kisei va'anach tfilin. Right, the Ron quotes this Gemara in Ksubis Daf Kuf Dalet, that the amsa de Rebbe, the maid servant of Rebbe, saw that he was running in and out of the bathroom and he kept putting on his tefillin and taking off his tefillin. Amra yihi ratzon sheyakufu ha'alyonim es hatachtonim. Klomar, delemus Rebbe. And we assume that you can learn from something from the maidservant of Rebbe. This is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The poskim discuss that maybe, even though it's not quoted l'maisa, it's still better to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, please let the person be out of their pain. Not to Beferish say that they should die, but let Hashem, you figure out how to remove the pain of this person. But either way, That is an area where we see sometimes tsar can be even greater than misa. But again, the Haredim here explains the language of misa is that when a person is in such pain, they might use that lashon. But that's the lashon that was used when the question was asked about washing their chatat and washing their boils. You know, you could do it, of course. It's going to be extreme pain. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin this way on Yom Kippur, that only rechitza she'eino shel tainug, tough reish yud gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, that asr lurchos b'yom kippur and b'mechame mitzonein, when it's not allowed to wash in Yom Kippur in hot water or in cold water, v'afilu l'hoshet etzbo b'mayim asr, even just to stick one finger in water, if they're dirty, if somebody went to the bathroom and they touched places that need to be washed, or you fell in the mud or something else in the bathroom, or somebody has a nosebleed and they have blood all over their hands, right? They're allowed to wash their hands. Only rechitzel shel tainug is asr. The kohanim before they duchen on Yom Kippur, wash their hands normally, because that's not a rechitza shel tainug, that's a rechitza shel mitzvah. Zeya, this is not our topic now, I'm saying sicha is different. We'll have to talk about that another time. Smearing, that automatically might be shel tainug, and therefore they might have different halachas. But this is at least rechitza, so the Gemara says here, a rechitza shein shel tainug is mutter, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah was able to do what he did. Continuing the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Ro Oso Tovel, his Talmidim saw Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina going into the mikvah, or going into the river, when he was in Avel. And they were wondering, they didn't know why he did that. Im Lekiruyo Lo Yadin, if he went in because he was a Balkeri, and he was Pitovel L'Shem Mitzvah, because he was Tameh, and the day the Takanis Ezra, that one's not supposed to learn, was not supposed to say brachis and davin, if one is tamei. So did he go to the mikvah, and that would be l'shem mitzvah, im lahaker gufo, or he went in just to cool his body, she'ein rechitza sonein rechitza lo yadin. They didn't know if it was for keri l'shem mitzvah, they didn't know if he considered washing or bathing in cold water, that's not considered rechitza. Rechitza is a certain level of enjoyment, and that is not gotten when one bathes in cold water. That is why, even during the 9 days, Bizman Hazeh, when we the Shulchan Aruch talks about not bathing, but, you know, taking a cold shower, a lukewarm shower, that is not the same level. So they didn't know what his reason was. Was it L'Shem Mitzvah or L'Shem, he did not consider washing in cold any hana. Hori Rabbi Ba, Kahan Tanya. Rabbi Ba, hell like this Brisa. What Rabbi Ba, and what are we talking about here? So the Haredim says, and all the Mefarshim say, this is going on a story that does not appear here. That is elsewhere. Ein ze makomo, says the Haredim. But it's talking about a story quoted in the last parak of Yuma and the first parak of Tainus, that if somebody is going on Yom Kippur to see his Rebbe, and he has to go through a river to get to his Rebbe, and he has to go into the water up to his neck, he's allowed to. Nitnufu raglav matvila mine. If your feet get muddy, because of that, you can wash your feet. Meaning similar, these aren't rechitza shel tainug, it's rechitza shel mitzvah, or rechitza that's needed to do a mitzvah, or a rechitza to remove dirt. And Rabbi Ba, Paskin Halach Lamaisa, like those stories. And that's what this line means. Again, this is a classic example of the Achronim looking at a line in Yerushalmi. What does it have to do with anything? What is this talking about? He Paskin like that story. You have to know all of Shas Bavli and all of Shas Yerushalmi to know what Rabbi Ba is referring to. And that's their pshat of this line, that Rabbi Ba Paskin like these stories, that as long as it's not Shal Tainuk, it is allowed. Hori Reb Acha, Bibam and Aderech. Reb Acha also Paskin, if somebody's coming from the road after traveling, Vahayu Raglov Kehos Alov, and his feet were in pain, his feet hurt him a lot, Shemud Alachitza Mayim, you can wash, because that is not considered a rechitza shel tainug. So Adkan, rechitza relating to the Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel. This whole section of the Perek of Brachas talks about all about Rabbi Gamliel's behaviors when it seemed to be against what was the accepted. Kriya Shema, that's the first one, that's what this is here for, and we had Rechitza, and we'll have Kabbalah's Tanchumin, Be'ez Hashem, soon. Tani, says the Braisa, of Elumunude. Now we're getting into Ne'ilas HaSandal. We were talking about Rechitza, one of the other accepted nihuge avelus is not wearing leather shoes. So avel umenude and avel en menude, someone who was excommunicated. The Gemara's in Maseches Moed Katan parallel much of the behaviors that avel does to what a menude must do. Shai mahalchen baderech and avel menude who are traveling on the road mutar menilas asanto. They're not allowed to wear leather shoes, but when they're traveling, so that's not l'shem. That's just because you need to travel, so you can wear shoes. When you come to the city, you can take off the shoes. Right? Even though, right, it sounds like it's only for comfort. Right? There's the Balamor in Maseches Yuma that says, if your shoes are very comfortable, even if they're not leather, you should make them uncomfortable. Maybe put some stones in the shoes. We paskin me'ikar adin, as long as your shoes are not leather, if somebody's wearing Crocs or the like, no problem with wearing that b'yamei avelus or b'tishabav, even though they are comfortable, because the din is just nilas asandal, leather shoes. There is a ritva. The ritva in Tanya is interesting. The Gemara here assumes, as a davar pashut, menude and avel are put together in terms of nilas asandal. The ritva notes that elsewhere in Tanya, it is an ibaya. It's not beferish. And here it's beferish. So says the ritva that it's okay. We can paskin like this Gemara, says the Ritva. Hey, Rabbeinu Zal Bel Chosav. He quotes the Rif that quotes Ar Yerushalmi of Elamenuda v'chulu. V'lamadnu meha Yerushalmi hazeh shamenuda aser b'nilas asandol. The menuda, somebody who was excommunicated, is aser. V'chein nilmod b'samach mi Gemara didan, says the Ritva there in Tainus. V'chein mucha b'maisa shebel aser. Paragazov in Tanur Shalachnoi. Remember the Gemara about Metzia Nuntes, right? He was put into Cheirim by the other rabbis. And Berchuhu, and what did he do right away? Cholis Menalov, right? He was ready to put in the Cheirim, and he took off his shoes. V'ahu v'andai menudahave, v'lo mevorach. And there, even though it's using the Lashon Berchuhu, different levels of excommunication, they excommunicated him. V'yav al-gad to b'meseches mashkin, and even though in Moed Katan, in Tesvav Mabez, in the Bavli, it says, Ibo ilon menude ma'o b'nilas asan, dovelo ifshita, the Gemara's question is not answered there. Ika mili tuva b'talmuda, Dichvasei, says the Ritva, there are many occurrences like this in the Gemara. Tisalik b'teku b'chaduchta u'mifshita b'duchta achrisi. You could have an unanswered question in one place in Shas, and it's answered in another place in Shas. Or the Ritva is saying it's unanswered in the Bavli, and it's answered in the Yerushalmi, and we were pasking like the Yerushalmi, like the Ritva does. That's a Yisod Gadol. We spoke about this a little bit in the Hakdama of Yerushalmi. Whenever there's a stira, Bavli Yerushalmi, we would pass in like the Bavli, but sometimes if there's an unanswered question in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi takes it as Devar Pashut, we would go like the Yerushalmi. This is an example of that in terms of Nilas Asandal for a Menuda. I think we mentioned in other Shiurim regarding Nilas Asandal another thought, Hashkafic thought relating to not wearing shoes. There is a Be'er Yosef. The Be'er Yosef quotes this in Parsha Shmos, the first time where it's told to take off their shoes. Shalna Lecha Mal Raglecha, Moshe Rabbeinu takes off his shoes by the Makom Kadosh. So the Be'er Yosef quotes the Marshal, the Shlach Kadosh, who quotes the Marshal, that discusses why is it that every morning when we say the bracha of Sha'as Ali called Tzarki, the poskim say you should focus on your shoes. Why not for your shoes? That's all Tzarki, all my needs. Shoes, what do shoes have to do with called Tzarki? Question one. Question two, why don't we wear shoes in a Makom Kadosh? Right, in the Beis HaMikdash, by the burning bush, why dafka shoes? So explains the Marshal that based on the idea of many of the Rishonim, that there are four different levels of being. We have the domain, Somei Chai Medaber. We have the inanimate objects on the bottom of the pyramid, the domain, and then we have the Someach, the Tzomchim, the growers, the trees, the plants, Chai. We have the animal kingdom on top, and then we have Medaber. We have the speakers. We have the people. So that pyramid is such that every different level uses the level under it to live and exist, right? The trees use the dirt. The animals eat the trees. People use everything under them in the pyramid. So as if to say, when a person puts on shoes come from animals, so leather shoes, it's as if a person is saying, I have dominion over everything in this pyramid. I am the Bechir. I am the chosen one in creations. And when putting on shoes, we say Sha'asali called Tzarki, because that symbolizes, the leather shoes symbolize that everything in the world is to help me exist. and to help me live. In a makom kadosh, we take off our shoes. It's as if we say that I don't have dominion here. I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and therefore I take off my shoes. You take off your shoes in a makom kadosh. You take off your shoes in the Beis Hamikdash, and that's Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. Maybe that's the possibility. Is also on during Avelos. By Avelos, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and that we don't have dominion in this area of life, which is death. Why we're not in charge here, we take off our shoes as a recognition of that. Like Yom Kippur is also. Yom Kippur, that's the Zman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the Gemara in Yuma, in the Bavli, Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says, HaSatan is Gematria 364. Because there's one day that the Satan has no power, and that's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We take off our shoes as a recognition of that. So that's Ni'ilas HaSandal. Another idea relating to an avel not wearing shoes. What about a menuda? How does a menuda fit in there? That also has to be worked out. Now, a menuda is out of the fold, away from everyone. Porish ben atzibur. That also might have something to do with this, but not for now. Okay, let's continue. So we spoke about rechitza. We spoke about ne'ilas hasandal. So now we get into a little bit of she'ela shalom. Tani b'makam shenohagu lishol b'shalom avela mishabes shalin. There were different minhagim about she'ela shalom. She'ela shalom is saying hello. We don't say hello to an avel in the same way because there is no shalom on the avel. Shalom aleichem, but there is no shalom on the avel. So therefore, we shouldn't say shalom aleichem in the normal way. To say hello, so that you could say hello. But shalom aleichem, which is the way that we greet, that's different, right? We had a couple of days ago about the name of Hashem being shalom and saying it in the bathroom. So says the Brisa here, in a place where the minhag is to say shalom on Shabbos shalom, then you can, right, on Shabbos, right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says here, according to this man, the Amar ein avelos b'Shabbos, right? There's no avelos on Shabbos. V'darom shalom, and in the Darom, in the south, they used to say shalom to the avelim on Shabbos. Raboshi Aruba Azal Chadasar, he once, Raboshi the Great, once came to a place. V'chaz avelaya b'shubsa, and he saw avelim on Shabbos v'shalbon, and he said shalom aleichem to them. Amarlon, and he said something very fascinating. Ani eini yodea minag makomchem. I don't know what the minag is here. Ella, shalom aleichem k'minag makomeinu. But I say shalom aleichem, so I'm going to say shalom aleichem to you because that's what we do. So the post can wonder here. But usually you have to know what the minhag is in the place. You can't be start new minhagim. But here we didn't know. But he clarified. He said, I don't know what the minhag is here, but in my town we do this. That's what I'm doing. And if he finds out later that that's not the minhag, okay, maybe he would stop. But that's what he declared. Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta mishabeach b'Rabbi Meir kumi tziporoi. Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta was praising Rabbi Meir in front of the people of Tzipori. Adam gadol, Adam kadosh, Adam tsanua. Rabbi Meir is unbelievable. He's a gadol, kadosh, tsanua. The Chafetz Chaim parenthetically talks about, based on Chazal, that we're not supposed to talk such great things about other people in front of others because, you know, mitoch shivcho, it could lead to negative. It's not good to talk about other people. But again, we find the number of times in Chazal that one of the rabbis was praising another one of the rabbis. We don't know the background of the story, but this is what's said here. So Rabbi Chalata was saying great things about Rabbi Meir. Chadzman, one time, Chama Avalaya Beshubsa Veshobon, one time Rabbi Meir saw some Avelim on Shabbos, and he gave them Shalom Aleichem in the normal way. And these people who heard about the greatness of Rabbi Meir from Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta were very upset. Amrinle, they said to him, Ahon da'at misani shivchei, about this person you gave such praise? Right? Look in the Pnei Moshe, Zeo Adam Gadol, she'ata misaper b'shivchei. Why, he's shol b'shalom ha'avelim b'shabbos. What's he doing? So Amar Lon Ma Iske says, "What did Rabbi Yossi says? What did he do?" Amrin Le Chama Avela B'Shubsa V'Shalbo. What do you mean? He saw Avela on Shabbos and he asked about them. Amar Lon, he says, "Bain Atun Meida Ma Ochele." You want to know what his strength is? Literally, you want to know what his makar is? Bolo Diachem Shein Hol Avo B'Shabbos. Right? I'll tell you. He's teaching you. Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. We know there's a major machlokas rishonim, whether there is Avelus at all on Shabbos or not. There for sure is no Avelus Pefarhesya on Shabbos. Is there Avelus B'Tzina? We have a similar machlokas, based on the same things, but on Yontif. On Yontif. The Rambam and other rishonim say there's no Avelus on Yontif, period. Other Rishonim say, the Ramban, others say that maybe there is Avelus, but Tzina, it's just not counted as one of the Shivas Yimei Avelus. Shabbos is for sure counted. Right, the Mishnah says in Moed Katan, Shabbos is Ola. Shabbos counts. The question is there private Avelus? Tashma Shamita, Rechitza, is there private Avelus? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. So it also might relate to what Shabbos is. Shabbos doesn't have Pashto, doesn't have Simcha. There's no, according to most, there's no Simcha Shabbos. Right, there's Oneg Shabbos. But is there Simcha? So Tosfos in Moed Katan says that's the reason, the difference between Shabbos and Yontif for Avelus. Because there's Simchas Yontif, v'samachta b'chagecha, but there's only Oneg on Shabbos. But there are some of the Rishonim, right, the one that I think with the Eben Ezra, Ki Yom Smachos Hu Usa Samcheni, in Ki Eshmera. Ki Eshmera is written by the Eben Ezra. Right, spelled out by Avram and Ezra. Ki Yom Smachos Hu. Right, there are hints to some Simcha on Shabbos, which maybe would connect to the fact that maybe there is no Avelus. So that's what Rabbi Yossi, who had been praising Rabbi Yisrael Chalato, was praising Rabbi Meir. He said that Rabbi Meir is teaching you that there's no Avelus on a Shabbos. Right, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin and Simin Tuf. Simin Tuf is the Simin about Avelus on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shabbos eino mafsik avelus for all of the minyan shiva. So we know every shiva has a Shabbos in it. Shabbos is not mafsik and accounts for the shiva. Sher iksas dini avelus no'agavo. Because we paskin that there are some dini avelus that apply on Shabbos. Dahainu dvarim shebetzina shehem tashmish hamita v'rechitza. Right, washing a tashmish hamita aval dvarim shebefarhesya. But any dvarim shebefarhesya, wearing clothes, wearing your ripped garment, sitting on chairs. Lo bosh bimn Allah, veliskof hamita, mikfiyasa, lo lubosh bega karua, ela machlifo, all of those, that is, does not apply. But what about being maver sedra? Says the Shulchan Aruch, avalachzar, this is a very fascinating halacha lamaisa en lamdis, avalachzar aparsha, kiven shechayev adam mashlim parshiosef matzibur, since, like Gemara says in Brachas, the person has to be mashlim, do shnai mikra, havika koriya shema. It's like reading Shema Mutter, and it's Mutter to be Maver Sedra. The Shach quotes the Drisha, who says, V'hu adin lahachzar shnayim mikra, ve'echa targa mutter, right? Doing shnayim mikra. That's the only learning that an Avel would be allowed to do. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says, what about getting an Aliyah? So, v'imkaras Avel alos la'torah, tzorach la'alos. Somebody at Shiva is not supposed to get an Aliyah, but if they call him up, maybe they didn't know. He goes up. Because if he didn't go up, it would be a Davar Shabbat Farhesya, and therefore he has to go up. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam got Shlishi every week. And it was he was in the middle of Shiva, and the Gabbai didn't call him up. Didn't call him up because he was in Shiva. You know what? Rabbeinu Tam, he walked up by himself. Since he gets Shlishi every week, and therefore that would be a problem. There's a big shiloh. What about a Rav who gives a drasha every Shabbos? Right? So the Shabbos, if he's in Shiva, you know, would that be Dvarim Shiva Farhesya? If he wouldn't go up. That's a question. It's a question. Either way, we paskin, there is Avelus Betzin on Shabbos. That's a Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tuf. Continuing, says the Gemara, Hadahu Dechsev, what is the source? Is there a source for this idea of no Avelus on Shabbos? So they said maybe it's hinted to based on a Pasuk in Mishlei, where the Pasuk says, Dechsev, Birchas Hashem Itashir, the bracha of Hashem shall make you rich. He Tashir. What's the Bircha of Hashem? So the Bracha of Hashem is Shabbos. Zu Bircha Shabbos. That's referring to Shabbos because, right, the Bracha of Shabbos, Berchu Baman, Kidshu Baman, right, the Bracha of Shabbos is called the Bracha of Lo Yosef Atzev Ima, and there shouldn't be any Atzev on it, meaning with Shabbos. Zu Avelos. That's a reference to Shabbos. Kamad Tema. It says Netzav HaMelech Al Beno, that he was very sad about his son that had died, but that's referring to no Shabbos, that's a remez, to no Avelus on Shabbos. If you look in the Ras Sirlio, he says here, Bircha Shabbos, what's the bracha of Shabbos? And is barich, belechem mishnah, ubinishama yisera. There's a bracha of lechem mishnah, and nishama yisera, we show a bracha of Shabbos by having lecha mishnah and the neshama yisera, which we get. What exactly, how do you define actually the neshama yisera? So that's a Gemara in Maseches Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza says, neshama yisera is the special gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and there's machlokas Rashi Shimon Kubetzes there in the Beitza Daf Tezayin. Rashi says neshama yisera rochav lev leminucha v'lesimcha. v'lios pasuach lervacha, a certain type of openness of heart, v'yochal v'yishte, v'inafsha katsa elav. A person eats and drinks and loves it, doesn't get sick. Meaning, the food tastes different on Shabbos. There's something physical about neshama yaseira, says Rashi there in Beit HaTezayin. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita there has a different pshat. The Shita says, what's neshama yaseira? V'alze chal alav shefa eloki v'seichel yoser la'asok batora ula'ayin b'maase Hashem. Sounds like more of a spiritual ability that one has on Shabbos. That's a neshama yaseira. Actually, neshama. Neshama is something spiritual, but that's a discussion, Rashi and the Shita Mekubetzes in Beit HaTezayin. What is neshama yaseira? Lechem Mishnah, interesting alumnus of the Vilna Gaon. The Rav Chaim Yivalazhin quotes this. The Rav Chaim Yivalazhin says that the Vilna Gaon told him that there is never a machlokes between Nigla and Nistar. If there is ever something that we think is a difference between Nigla and Nistar, it's either we're misunderstanding the Nigla or misunderstanding the Nistar. I think he says there's one exception to the rule, which way you're supposed to have your beds, north, south, or east, west, but he says there's never a machlokes between Nigla and Nistar. So he asks, yes, I have a problem, because the Gemara says that you have to have Lechem Mishnah, that's two, and the Zohar, Kabbalistic sources, says it's supposed to have 12 chalas. 12 chalas. So is it 12 chalas or is it 2 chalas? So explains the Vilna Gaon. There is a Gemara in Shabbos and in Brachas. Brachas Taf Lamites. And it says there, Reb Nachman, was it Reb Nachman? Let me look it up. Reb Zera. Reb Zera havi batza kula sherusa. Reb Zera used to batza akula sherusa. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means he cut a big piece of challah. He got a big piece of challah. Prusa gedola shayedailo lakol suda b'shabbos. He got a big piece of challah that it will last him the whole meal. But if you look in the Rashba, Brachas Lamites, and it's also the Rashba in Shabbos, batza akula sherusa, he says if you look in the context of that Gemara, it doesn't make sense that it just means that you put cut a big piece. No, the context is that he cut both pieces. Batza akula sherusa means he cut both challahs. That's what's clear from the context. Pirish Rashi Prusa Gadola, Vina Mukhuver Bainai. Chada Delavila the Memra, Akula Sherusa, Labatsa Kula Sherusa. What do you mean Akula Sherusa? For Odi, yes, another couple of questions on this. Elavadai Haki Pirusho, says the Rashba. Batsa Al Kol Hakikaros Hamunachos Lafanov, Lechol. Right? He cut from each of the chalas that was there, and it doesn't look like a Rav Tanusa because it's Shabbos, and it's he's Ayin Yafet, and he's giving out to all of the people. So that's what it means. So says the Gra, if you have two challahs by every meal, and you cut both challahs each meal, so that ends up with four halves at each meal. 3 meals, 4 times 3 is 12. What the Zohar said was, Yud Beis, there should be 12 ches with a little line, with a little smidgic. That meant 12 chatichos, or 12 chatzayin. So if you cut both challahs on each meal on Shabbos, that's 12 halves. So that's the Nigla and the Nistar coming together. Really, it means the same thing. It means two challahs at each meal, cutting them both, and Shalom al Yisrael. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim, the Shlach Kadosh and the Marshal, that one should be makbid to try to cut both challahs at each meal, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says it's good to have one big, one small one. If you want to cut two big challahs at every meal, and you only have three people at your meal, you're going to be a lot of wasting. It'll be baltashka, so it'll be a chumra, dasali de kula. But if somebody has one big challah and one pita, or some small challah, then one could be yotze, this shita of the Achronim. Okay, halacha ches, next Mishnah, we continue. Ukshemes tevi avdo, kibbalav tanchumin. And when Rabbi Gamliel's servant, his Eved Kenani, Tevi died, he accepted comfort, meaning there was a special way after a burial, they made a shura, and they said, Amakam Yenachem, so Rabbi Gamliel did that for his Eved. Amrulo, they said, Relo matan rabbeinu, shemekamon tanchumin ala avadim. Didn't you teach us that you don't accept tanchumin for avadim? So why do you line up and accept tanchumin? Amar lemi says to them, ain tevi avdi kishar havadim kasher haya. My servant Tevi is not like other avadim. He's special. He's a kasher. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. So what does it sound like from the Mishnah? What would that tanchumin bothered by? He was an eved, so how do you accept tanchumin? What if he wasn't an eved? Habnei chorim achir mekamon tanchumin aleyon. If there is a non-relative, do we accept tanchumin for them? Keni mastisa. It sounds that way from the Mishnah. Ein mekamlan tanchumin al avadim. It sounds like we don't accept tanchumin on avadim, but it sounds like we do accept tanchumin on non-avadim, even if they're not related. But is that really true? Tani, we learned in Embraisa. Maisa shemesa shivcha zosher b'liezer. V'nichnesu talmidav l'nachamo. The shivcha of b'liezer died, and his talmidim went to comfort him below kibbal. They didn't accept tanchumin. Nichnas b'pneim L'chatzer, see, he tried to get away from them. He went to the yard, v'nichzu acharav, they followed him. L'bayis, v'nichzu acharav, to a house, they followed him. Omer Lemi says to them, kimedum ha'yisi shatem nichfen beposhrin. I thought you'd got the message with lukewarm water. V'yatem nichfen afila baroschim, but I see, even with boiling hot water, you don't get the message. Meaning, stop it already, I'm trying to get away from you. V'halo amru emakam tanchumen al ha'avadim, mebreisha avadim kibehema. You don't accept tanchumen on an eved or a shifcha, because avadim kibehema, what does that mean? Doesn't mean avadim are like behema in terms of anything essence. It just means property. An eved is not related to you. It's not a family member. We're not supposed to show the same level of nihug avelus for an asset. And an eved is an asset. You could be sad, but not to do nihugim like is accepted. Im al b'nei chorin acherim im akam tanchumin. So if Rebbe Lezer says to them, if on non-relatives we don't accept tanchumin, koshkin al avadim, surely on avadim. Mishemes avdo o behemto omer lo amakom yimali chesroncha. Don't say Amakum Yenachim Eschem. Hashem should fill your assets again. So, and that's what the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Avel, Yud Beis. So question mark. So what is, how do we have this mashmos that we would accept Tanchumin on non-relatives? Right? Avadim Kol Shekein. So the Gemara doesn't give an answer, but it just quotes a story that maybe explains and gives an answer. Kadamach Rabbi Chiya Bar Ada, when Rabbi Chiya Bar Ada died, Bar Achse de Bar Kapara, Kabul Reish Lakish Ilavi Tavi Rabbe. Reish Lakish was his Rebbe, and he accepted Tanchumen. Neima Talmide de Bar Nasha Chaviv Alei Kebrei. There's the line. What did he say? Talmidim are very beloved. They're like children. So if somebody, this is the exception to the rule, and the Rishonim quote this, Yerushalmi, on this Mishnah in the Bavli, that if somebody is very special and very connected and very beloved, so then you could accept Tanchumin on them, Ki'ilu. Again, you can't accept Tanchumin Stam on non-relatives if they're not, because then that would undermine the special relationship and reaction that one has to have for a relative. But if one has special relative, a Talmud, as close as a son, so then one would be able to accept Tanchumin. And then this is the hesped that Reish Lakish gave for his Talmud, based on the pasuk Dodi Yara Legano, my beloved went down to the garden. La Arugas Abosem Liros Beganim Lotzurcha Ela Dodi Yara Legino. The pasuk should say at the end that he went down to look in his garden, singular. Leros Beganim. Why did it say Beganim? The pasuk starts off with Legano and then switches to Ganim. Dodi Zeh Baruch Hu. The beloved is Hashem. Yared Legino Zeh HaOlam. That's the whole world. That's Hashem's garden. La'arugas HaBosim Eli Yisrael. What smells very wonderfully? The Jews. Leros Beganim Eli Umos HaOlam. That's the other nations. That's the plural. The local shoshanim to pick roses, ilut tzadikim shemesalki b'minehem. Those are the roses that Hashem picks. The tzadikim Hashem picks out. Mashlo mashlo ma'adav adom elamelach shayelo ben. There was a son to a king. Vayachaviv alav yoser midai, and he was very beloved to the king. Ma'asa melach, what the king do not talo pardes. He made a beautiful orchard. B'shashaya ben oser ritzono shel aviv. When the son made the king happy, hayemachazir kohalam kulo. He used to look around the whole world. Veroa ezanatia yafa ba'olam, used to see beautiful flowers or saplings in the whole world. Vinota b'toch pardeso, and if he knew the son would like it, he would take it from wherever it is and plant it in the orchard. U'b'shashay machiso, and when the son angered the father, hayamakatis konati yosef, he just cut down the whole forest, the whole orchard. Kach, what's the mashal? Nimshal. B'shashay yisrael etzim v'sharon shal makam, when b'nei yisrael are following the ratzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechazer b'cholam kulo. He looks around the whole world. V'roa ezet tzadik b'umos olam. He looks for the righteous amongst all the other nations. U'mavihu medav kol yisrael. And he brings them to convert. Kagon yisro v'rachav. U'b'shashay machisen oso. And when he's angered, Hashem is angry at us. Ha'imasalik ha'tzadikim yishibeneyem. You know, he takes away the tzadikim. And that's Reish Lakish is saying about his Talmud. You know, Hashem must be upset, and that's why he took one of these tzaddikim, and we have to try to do tshuva. Okay, we will stop here.